Blog Talk Radio.
Arms. right, Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Greetings to all of Israel. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie here this evening, your host on Blog Talk Radio, or the Straightway Truth, where we have Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. This is the brother segment, and I am just an honor and a privilege to be here before you. Let me get a sound check, thanks, and see how I'm coming through in your area. How are we doing out there? House of Sean, Brother Ugly. Let's see how we're doing as far as sound coming through. Bless you all. All right, so we clear, loud and clear. All right, volume's a little low. Okay, let's see what we can do about that. All right. Very glory, hallelujah. Bless you all. Let's go ahead and get started, saints. We want to greet you all. Beloved of Yah, those of you called to be saints, grace and peace to you from our Father, Yahweh. Where is Yeshua? Hallelujah. And we give all praise, honor, and glory to him, hallelujah, for redeeming us, hallelujah. And we're so grateful and thankful. I want to give honor to our beloved shepherds, Pastor Charles Dow, Pastor Corey Phillips, and praying that their strength in the faith and the faith that failed them and that they just continue to press forward. It's some very difficult times that we're living in, and also very interesting times that we're living in. Hallelujah. And all our leadership all throughout Israel, send blessings out to them. It's just a privilege, hallelujah, to be here before you, saints. And I enjoy being here. I enjoy fellowship. I was talking to one brother in another country, and he longs for the fellowship, and it's not to be taken lightly. So give all praise to Yah for that. As always, start off the show, saints, reading from Psalms. And I'm going to be reading from the ancient Eastern manuscripts on this for this particular part. And I'll start at Psalms 19, starting at verse 7. Hallelujah. Pray that y'all all are doing well out there. Encouraged. Let's see, we got a couple of things going on. Okay. Still a little low. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe it's just my voice. I don't know. But you say it's clear, but it's still a little, just a little low. All right, let me go ahead here. Psalms 19, starting verse 7. It says, "The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is trustworthy, making wise the young men. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The reverence of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are pure and righteous altogether. They are more to be desired. They are more to be coveted, as this version says, than gold, yea, than much precious stones, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and if he keep them, he shall be greatly rewarded." Hallelujah. So I don't know about you, but I definitely want to be rewarded greatly. Hallelujah. And these testimonies, this judgment, this laws, his commandments, we have a way higher price than any precious stone or any metal on this earth or anything on this earth in general. Hallelujah. So his word is forever settled in heaven. Glory to the King. One of the things I'm so excited about and just grateful and overjoyed is that I'm happy that I'm not in darkness. Hallelujah. Because I lived so long thinking I was doing the right thing, but I was deceived. Hallelujah. But even in that, it says that even keeping his laws, your eyes are enlightened. The eyes of our understanding are enlightened. Hallelujah. And so we can really see the truth. We gain wisdom. Hallelujah. From keeping Yahweh's laws. Hallelujah. So it's really to be held in high regard. And it is our life. Hallelujah. Because it's not a vain thing. unto us, Israel. This is our life. Glory to the King. Look, I'm going to go from there. I'm going to read something from Psalms 119. Start at verse 111. And it reads, "Your testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah." Hallelujah. "Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope." Hallelujah. "Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of your judgments." Hallelujah. That's a man that fears Yah, keeps his commandments, hallelujah, and has a healthy reverence for the Most High. Hallelujah. No matter what comes about, whatever type of opposition, he said, I'm standing firm on Yah's laws. I don't care what happens, what comes, what shakes, what try to shake me. I'm not going to be shaken. I'm going to keep your laws and keep your testimonies and remember your judgments. Hallelujah. We don't ever want to fall into the hand of the Most High Yah. And so the King comprehended this very, very well. And he speak about this quite often. Hallelujah. And keeping in that thought, we're going to be looking at King David and the way that he prayed against his enemies. I think it's real important that we realize the fight that we're in, the battle that we're in. This is definitely a war that's going on in Israel. It's a war for our souls. So we need to keep that in mind. It's not time to go to battle when we're in the midst of a spiritual attack. But we got to do some preventative stuff. We got to be on the defense at all times, always war against the hostile times kingdom. There's so many things that could come up, so many temptations and trials and things that we got to really be mindful of. And another thing we got to do is cover ourselves and keep ourselves, each other covered in prayer as we engage in warfare. It's so necessary in this hour that we're in, it's so needful. It's one of the key elements that we have in our weaponry is prayer and being able to go in that secret place and spend time with the Most High. Just pray for each other. It was a common thing that Israel prayed for one another. Hallelujah. And same as us in this day and hour, too. Like I was saying on Shabbat, there's so many distractions out there. And we know of them. They get in the midst of our day-to-day routine. Just basic things like this, the technology, like cell phones, like these computers and all the different conveniences that we have. So easy for us to just get up from sleep and just go directly to these devices instead of spending time with the Most High. Ultimately making these things our Yah, our God, our Mighty One. But you know that prayer does huge things. We see what prayer can do. We see how prayer has freed our people. We see how prayer has done great things for us. Glory to the King. And in this regard, just be showing some examples of how to war. Even if you don't have an idea how to do it, look at King David and look at his words and get an idea of how we can pray against our enemy and fighting and warring, because we definitely need it, saints. just what goes on among us here, not even talking about what goes on in the world and what we have to deal with, the opposition or out among the heathen. There's so much that's going on. There's so many people that's praying against us. There's so much that we're not even aware of in the heavenlies, that we got to really be mindful of these things. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and start reading from Psalms again. I'm in Psalms, but I'm going to go to a different chapter here. And I just found it interesting while reading these Psalms, just to jot down a few of them and take note. I was talking to some brothers also, and they were just telling them how you don't have to be afraid, you know what I mean, when you're in prayer, to speak certain things. You know, we're coming against our enemies. Who rise themselves up, whoever make themselves our enemy, God deals with them. And they're very bold in their approach. Why shouldn't we be bold, you know what I mean, in praying against them and sending back curses and all of these such things? Psalms 40:14. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Yahweh be magnified. Psalm 69:17, it says, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. You know, King David had enemies all over, man. He stayed in battle, stayed in war. One thing about him is that he knew where his strength came from, hallelujah, and that he knew that he wasn't fighting this battle on his own. And the thing I like about him the most is that he knew how to go at Yah. He knew the things to say. He knew for surety where his help came from. Psalm 69:20 says, reproach had broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Hallelujah. A lot of times we look for help, but the only one that the only true help, and in some cases, is that we have is to run to Yah. You might take out everybody else that we think we can run to. They can't help us, but we got to run to Yah. He forced us to come to him. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not. Now, this is talking some stuff right here, right? We're talking darkness, blindness. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. But let's be real. Do we think like this? Do these thoughts come to mind when praying against the enemy? Or are we just, you know, trying to be all, you know what I mean, passive and fearful to say certain things? Still got that doctrine and that mentality in us where we, you know, not to curse. But we got all these folks trying to send out curses and get us to curse ourselves. But we don't even know how to combat these things. Verse 24 says, pour out thine indignation upon them and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. That's pretty heavy. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Like that, so you can see the king didn't even spare in his thoughts and his prayers and even singing in the Psalms. He didn't even spare against the enemy, against the ones, the wicked ones, the ones that do evil, right, and make Yah their enemy. Hallelujah. Psalms 54:1, it says, save me, O Yah, by your name, and judge me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O Yah. Give ear to the words of my mouth. So he's telling Yah, please hear me. Hear me out. Hear the words that I'm saying. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set good before them. Selah. Behold, Yah is mine helper. Yahweh is with them that uphold my soul. He hath reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise your name, O Yahweh, for it is good. Glory to the King. For he had delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eyes had seen his desire upon mine enemies. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So it's just showing you right there. They wouldn't have to be afraid to go vigorously in prayer and warfare. Hallelujah. Against our enemies. And we have many of them, being Israel. We've always had, as a people, enemies surrounding us, round about. How Satan don't like what's going on right now, how Yah is waking up his people, restoring us back to his ways, his true essence, his heritage, his culture, his people, the apple of his eye. And so we got to really, you can't walk around and, you know, be oblivious to what's really going on. Taking the time to, you know, taking a break and having luxuries and all of these things. And we got to really be on it, saints of the Most High, I own it. Because when we don't, that's how we get caught off guard, and that's how the enemy attacks. I know firsthand, hallelujah, and that this is real. Definitely, I want to just encourage you to stay in prayer, saints of the Most High. Stay in prayer always. We look at our Messiah, right? And we see him as an example of how to do things. He left us without any excuses. He would often pray. We see the disciples. He would encourage them to always pray. You know, wake up out of sleep unless you fall into temptation, right? We already know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so a lot of times we got to force ourselves, force our minds, put this flesh in subjection. You know what I mean? Put it, make it do what we want it to do. And we got to be mindful of it. Glory to the King. And that's one thing. If we can, you know, just make this a habit, no matter where we at, the word tells us to pray without ceasing, no matter where we are, you know, whatever we're doing, we can pray. You know, I see, I saw this on a couple occasions, Muslims, and, you know, say what you want about them. I'm not in agreement with anything that goes on with them, but they, in most cases, are devout. And as far as prayer, like I saw one of them, man, it was just in broad daylight in public. And he was working. And he just took out a prayer blanket and he laid it out. And he began to pray, not worrying about who was around or who could see him. It was his time to pray, that hour of prayer for him. And he went after it hard and vigorously. And he had other his buddies along with him, joined in right with him. And, I mean, we don't have to necessarily do these things out in the open, but it's just the fact that, you know, Yah is important enough to us to where we can set aside time each day, you know, multiple times, and to pray unto him. Hallelujah. Giving him that reverence. You know, you look at these people who are not the people, and they have more, they're more devout than we are. They're more serious about serving their mighty ones than we are. It really should spark something in us. You know what I mean? as Israelites, as Yah's chosen, to be even a more serious glory to the King. But we look at Messiah, right, and the way he did things. He would pray often. He would always go to solitary places and pray. And in one case, he stood up all night to pray. And he would encourage, like I said, the disciples, he would encourage them to pray. Look at Mark 1:35, and it says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." Luke 5:16 says, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." Hallelujah. So look, there's nothing wrong with just getting away throughout the day, because a lot of times it'd be hectic, a lot of things be going on, things might be going, you know, wrong or whatever. We don't even think, man, that's a cue. Hey, break away, get yourself away, some quiet time or whatever you can do, even if it's just for a few minutes. Go take some time and pray. Spend some time with the Father. Get free. Return some curses. Bind and loose certain things. Control your atmosphere. Don't allow, you know, the house of time to dictate what's going on around in your atmosphere. You control it. And don't allow anyone who's controlled by the house of time to do so. Because as many of them are out here, many of his agents, hallelujah, but we should always pray. We should always be ready and willing. Hallelujah. Luke 6:12 says, "And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to Yah." Hallelujah. Now you check this out. This is Yeshua. Most High Yah manifests in the flesh. And he's doing all of this praying, right? And he's showing us how to do it. And he's also encouraging others that continue to be praying. Luke 22:44, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly." So even in his distress, even in times of hard times and complete just pain and agony, he still prayed, even the more so. The word says, he prayed more earnestly. "And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And he went a little further." This is Matthew 26:39. "And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Hallelujah. So he already knew he had a job. He had a task. He came here, a job to perform the will of Yah. But even still, he was that flesh, right? That flesh crying out, not wanting to go through with it. Hallelujah. Matthew 26:42, "He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, then thy will be done." Hallelujah. So we know the story. We know the account. We know the importance of what Yeshua did for us. So it's not a small thing. It's not a light thing. But even in the midst of it, just wanted to show you how he still prayed, and he constantly would pray. Hallelujah. And no matter what situation that he was in, glory to the King. We're talking about the greatest man to ever walk the face of the earth. Hallelujah. He had all power, and all things were given unto him in his hand, but yet he still had to pray. So how much more, saints of the Most High, should we, as his servants, bought and paid for the price of his blood, the blood of Yeshua, only one drop was enough to save us from year to year. It was enough to save us. All we got to do is come to him. Hallelujah. But we see how he did what he did, and he constantly set himself apart and kept that communication going, and he showed us how to do it. Glory to the King. What I want to do, saints, and just as a recap, just from yesterday, as I spoke about new creatures in Christ,
Hallelujah. Realizing that I know we all, you know, in this fight and in this battle, and none of us have arrived. We all have quite a bit of work to do. But just to get the mind to see and to take action, because this is nothing new. Shepherd's been speaking about it. I've heard Teacher Shane speak about it, and others as well speaking about it, about that new creature who's created in Christ, having those old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. We're striving, saints. We're on this journey together. Hallelujah. And I realize that, you know, even Apostle Paul knew it, and he talked about it vividly, how, you know, not even wanting to do the things that he do, but it happens. Glory to the King. But this should be encouragement for us to just continue to press forward. Hallelujah. And be more conscious of the decisions that we do make. Because we, at the end of the day, we do have the opportunity to choose, and whether we're going to choose, you know, to do God's will or to do the will of the house of time. But like I was saying, we're just so accustomed to doing the ways of the adversary, of the enemy, because that's how we you know, brought up in this world, you know. And that's just what it is. Looking at Romans, all right, Romans 7, and starting at verse 7. And it says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Yah forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, the commandment holy, and just and good." Hallelujah. Was then that which is good made death unto me? Yah forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. So the things that happen, that go on, especially the things that you don't want to do, those are the things he's saying that I do. For what I would, do I not. But what I hate, that I do. So it's a war going on. It's a war going on. You want to do good, but it just can't. But the evil that and things that he don't want to do, that's the things that he do. And even in us, we can attest to that as well. You know, you don't purposely go out to sin. We don't purposely want to, you know, trespass against our brother, you know, or even Yah for that matter. But sometimes it happens. Hallelujah. Romans 7:16, it says, "If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good." Hallelujah. So you don't have no agreement with that stuff. "Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Hallelujah. So making a distinction. Hallelujah. Talking about flesh and spirit. Flesh and spirit. "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." Hallelujah. So he's just being totally honest. So he want to do good. It's in him to do it. Have a desire to. But still got a war with that flesh. Hallelujah. For I know that in me dwelleth in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform it, that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of Yah after the inward man, glory. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So he's very conscious of what's going on, of the war that's happening. He's very aware of it. And that's a good place to be, knowing, right? Knowing that, all right, I haven't arrived, or even being blinded to it, don't even realize what's going on. So he knows full well, and he knew what was going on. He's trying to express that to us. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, hallelujah. So he's just crying out, who's going to deliver me? But in the next verse, he says, I thank Yah through Jesus Christ, our master. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of Yah, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So the good thing about it is he knew where his strength came from. He knew that he was not going to be able to do it on his own. And he knew one key thing, too, is with his mind, Hallelujah. Keeping his mind on Christ. That's why we got to stay in the spirit, because we often, two times, we act out in the flesh all too often. Keeping our minds, that's why prayer is so important, keeping our mind focused on Yah. Hallelujah. Always speaking the word, combating all of this stuff with the word, speaking the word to these issues, these problems, and these things when they arise. Hallelujah. Knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Knowing it's not us ourselves that are doing this, but we have a deliverer. We have help. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Continuing on, I'm going to go to James 4 and verse 7. It says this. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to Yah. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Key point. We got to submit to Yah, and we got to resist the devil. So it's not, you know, giving in to him and succumbing to all of that, but it's resisting. You know, I don't want to be doing these things, you know. Binding and rebuking, and you know what I mean? We don't be in agreement with this stuff, casting all those thoughts and things down. And just, like I mentioned yesterday, just standing, just waiting. Wait on Yah. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. We don't always have to avenge evil with evil. Hallelujah. It says, draw nigh to Yah, and he will draw nigh to you, which is another reason why prayer is so good. You can draw nigh to Yah. You have him. You have him available to do so. And it also says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. So stop it. Stop with the sin. Purify your hearts. Get your hearts clean. Search your hearts. You double-minded. It says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Key thing right here, y'all. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yah. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yah, and he shall lift you up. Hallelujah. Glory and all praise to Most High Yah for that. As far as transformation is concerned, there's action, things that must take place. And it starts with the mind. As he said, with my mind, I myself serve the law of Yah. And so it's with our mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we can even begin to fight in war in this capacity. And unless a man or a woman first give up his life, you got to give it up, then there cannot be a dying out of this life, which includes our feelings, our emotion, our appetite, our intellect, and all parts of our being. We must die. Hallelujah, this outward man must perish day by day. Romans 12 and 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service. Present your body, saints, a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. And be not conformed to this world. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. You know, the more that we sacrifice, hallelujah, the stronger that we get, the closer we get to Yah, the more we sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Making ourselves acceptable, our bodies acceptable unto Yah, our whole being. Glory to the King. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And that's going to take a cost. That's going to be till we get up out of here, out of this life, out of this this temporal body, that we're going to have to be working on this mind. We're going to have to change it. There's going to have what they call a paradigm shift. We're going to have to change the way that we do things in a whole different way. Hallelujah. But be not conformed to this world. Let go of the things of this life. Let go of the thinking that you so long have been accustomed to. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, washed with the water of the word, saints. You hear that? And it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, the will of Yah. Hallelujah. And that's what it's all about, us doing the will of Yah. But you know, saints, if we continue and we don't faint in this thing, we will reap. Hallelujah. We're going to reap. And I always say that as encouragement to the brethren, because it's just the truth. You know, we deal with so much on a constant basis. And we were warned that when we come this way, we will be tempted. We will be proven. We will be tried. Hallelujah. Our faith will be tested. But it's for us at the end of the day to know what we would do. And the thing is to just be encouraged in it all, because there's no temptation except that which is common to man. You know, it's the same things that our brothers go through, we go through. So we're able to encourage one another with these words. We're able to be there for one another. We're able to pray for one another. We should have a desire, a passion to do these things, to want to see one another make it to the finish line. Always keeping in mind what the goal is. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on in this life. Yeah, it's good to be informed. It's good to know what's happening out there, because we need to know. But we also got to bring it back home and bring it back into perspective, realizing who we are and whose we are. Glory to the King. We can't just do no any old thing and can't live any kind of life. You know, we put a lot of emphasis on things that mean nothing, things that are temporal. You know, we can sit there and study the stock market and sit there and study all of, you know, in cryptocurrency. We can do all of these things that will do nothing for the inward man. We can sit there and feed our bellies on all types of delicacies and food and dainty meats and have these conversations about the things that build up the flesh. But what about the spirit man? Spirit man needs to be fed way more. The flesh needs to be decreased way more. It needs to be starved. Instead of gossip and slander and keeping up all of this scandal, you know what I mean? Why can't we, you know, say, do edifying things, lift one another up, you know, in prayer, you know what I mean? In spiritual things and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Why can't we rehearse these things in one another's ears rather than spitting garbage? You know what I mean? There's so much more that we could be doing to help one another, to strengthen one another than what we have been. And it's just to encourage you, saints. That's all it is, and a reminder to do the things which you know to do. Hallelujah. Much has been given to us, as much is going to be required. And that's what I got for us this evening, saints. I'm going to end it a little bit early here. But I pray that y'all encourage me throughout this week. And I will definitely encourage you all to pray. I'm definitely be in some prayer this week. I know a lot of things are going on in Israel and just in general around us. So let us be mindful always, be sober, be vigilant. You already know that our adversary, he's out there seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. But let us be found worthy. Let us be found doing what we know to be just right in the eyes of Yah. We know to do better, and we don't do it, then we deceive ourselves, because Yah is not to be mocked. Hallelujah. I want y'all to be encouraged, saints of the Most High. I'm going to do a ministry break real quick and come back and we're going to end it here. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. And indeed, the King is coming. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to read something here, thanks for closing on out. This is from Sirach, Ecclesiasticus. And it says, set not thy heart upon thy goods, and say not, I have enough for my life. Follow not thine own mind and thy strength, to walk in the ways of thy heart. And say not, who shall control me for my works? For Yahweh will surely revenge thy pride. Say not, I have sinned, and what harm hath happened unto me? For Yahweh is long-suffering. He will in no wise let thee go. Concerning propitiation, be not without fear to add sin unto sin. And say not, his mercy is great. He will be pacified for the multitude of my sins. For mercy and wrath come from him, and his indignation rested upon sinners. Make no tarrying to turn to Yahweh, and put not off from day to day. For suddenly shall the wrath of Yahweh come forth, and in your security thou shalt be destroyed and perish in the day of vengeance. Set not thy heart upon goods unjustly gotten, for they shall not profit thee day of calamity. Winnow not with every wind, and go not into every way, for so doeth the sinner that hath a double tongue. Be steadfast in thy understanding, and let thy word be the same. Be swift to hear, and let your life be sincere, and with patience give answer. If thou hast understanding, answer thy neighbor. If not, lay thy hand upon thy mouth.
honor and shame is in talk, and the tongue of man is his fall. Be not called a whisperer, and lie not in wait with your tongue, for a foul shame is upon the thief, and an evil condemnation upon the double tongue. Be not ignorant of anything in a great matter or a small. Hallelujah. Bless y'all, saints of the Most High. Y'all be encouraged this week, and constantly keep the Most High, keep it fresh on your mind, on your meditation. Stay in prayer. Hallelujah. Stay in warfare. Stay in the fight. Glory to the King. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Know where your strength comes from. Hallelujah. Know that you can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, saints, victory is yours. No matter what the enemy says, no matter if you fall, no matter if you mess up, you know, a righteous man, he's going to fall. But guess what? He's going to get back up. So continue to be encouraged as we go throughout this week. Be strong in God. Hallelujah. And the power of his might. So I bless you all this evening. Thanks for the Most High. Truly is a privilege, as I say, and an honor. And I'm just grateful to be Israel. Hallelujah. And I know who I am. Glory to the King. I know Yahshua. I know that I'm one of his. Glory to the King. And I don't have to pretend. I don't have to be without hope. I don't have to be defeated. Glory to the King. He conquered it all for us. So we are overcomers. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, we are overcomers. So y'all be encouraged. Thanks to the Most High. Y'all keep keep that mind sharp. Keep that mind focused. Keep that mind sober. Hallelujah. You know, passivity is so prevalent, man, and he wants us to, you know, to buy into that and give into that. You know, we're so used to not doing things. We always want things done for us. We expect God to do everything for us. But sometimes we got to do a little bit of the work ourselves. Sometimes it takes discipline. Sometimes it takes sacrifice. Sometimes it takes doing the things you don't want to do because it's uncomfortable. Glory to the King. But let us stay active. Let us stay vigilant in this battle. Glory to the King. And y'all be encouraged. Strengthen one another. Pray for one another. Encourage one another as we go in this walk, as we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Hallelujah. Knowing that our salvation is closer now than when we first believed. Hallelujah. So y'all awake out of sleep, saints, and rise and wake up and pray. Hallelujah. Bless you all this day. Love you all. And King is coming. Hallelujah. Elder Donnie here signing off from Straight with Truth on this edition of the Brothers segment, coming to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. Say blessings and peace to you all. Shalom, shalom.